The other young people had assumed similar postures, like a group of children caught planning to go out after curfew. "This isn't a game. Someone followed me here. They're on to us. If you start making mistakes now, you'll pay for them with your life," the woman said, stalking back and forth around the group. I checked my compass. The needle swung back and forth as she walked, pointing solidly at her. My heart leapt into my throat. I considered this woman with her almost animal vitality, her commanding presence and force of will. This woman, I thought, might be a killer. And she knew she had been followed. How? How in the hell had she known I was after her? I looked up at her again, excited, only to find her staring intently at the thick patch of shadows around the shelves I hid behind. One of the young people started to say something, and the woman raised her hand for silence. I saw her nostrils flare as she breathed in through her nose, and she took a step in my direction. I held my breath, not daring to duck back down behind the shelves, lest the motion give me away. "Join hands," snapped the woman. "Now." And she turned to the Coleman lantern on the floor and snuffed it out, plunging the room into blackness. There was a moment of confused murmuring, a commanding hiss from the woman, and then there was nothing but silence, and the sounds of shoes and boots moving over the tiles toward the back of the store. They were getting away. I rose, blind, and headed around the shelves toward them as quickly as I could, trying to follow. In retrospect, it wasn't my smartest decision, but I knew that I couldn't afford to let them get away. The spell I'd wrought on my compass wouldn't last long, not long enough to find the woman again, much less any of her pack of young people. I wanted to follow them out, to get the license plates on their cars, anything that would let me help Murphy locate them after they'd run. I miscalculated the length of my stride and bounced into the wall at the end of the aisle. I sucked in a hiss of pain and reoriented myself, following them, using the darkness to conceal me as much as they did. I could have made some light for myself, but as long as no one could see, no one would start shooting either, I reasoned. I moved out carefully, listening and following the sounds. I had only a second's warning, the sound of claws sliding on the old tile, and then something large and furry slammed into my legs below the knee, taking them out from under me and sending me heavily to the floor. I let out a shout and swung my blasting rod like a baseball bat, feeling it crack down solidly on something hard and bony. There was a snarl, a deep animal sound, and something tore the rod from my hand and sent it flying away. It clattered hollowly on the tile floor. I dropped my compass, scrambled for my gun, and got my feet underneath me, backpedaling, yelling my fear out in a wordless challenge. I stood still for a moment, staring at nothing, breathing hard, my gun heavy in my hand. Fear made my heart pound. And as always, anger followed hard on the heels of fear. I was furious that I had been attacked. I'd half expected something to try to stop me. But in the dark, whatever had been snarling had scared me a lot more than I'd thought it would. Nothing happened for a minute, and I couldn't hear anything. I reached into my shirt and drew out the silver pentacle that had been my mother's, the five-pointed star upright within the circle, the symbol of order, symmetry, balance of power. I focused my will on it, concentrating, and the pinnacle began to glow with a faint, gentle light. Hardly the binding luminescence that came as a result of focusing power against a being of the never-never, but adequate enough to navigate by, at least. I moved toward the back room, blue-white light like moonlight pooled around me. It was definitely stupid to keep moving forward, but I was angry. Furious enough to bumble my way through the back room of the department store until I saw the blue outline of an open doorway. I headed for it, tripping over a few more things along the way that I couldn't quite make out in the wear light of my amulet, angrily kicking a few things from the path of my feet until I emerged into an alleyway behind the old building, breathing open air, able to see again the dim shapes and colors. Something hit me heavily from behind, driving me to the ground, gravel digging into my ribs through my shirt. My concentration vanished, and with it the light of my amulet. I felt something hard and metallic shoved against the back of my skull, a knee pressed into the small of my back, and a woman's voice snarled, "Drop the gun, or I'll blow your head off."